The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
B'chayus Dav Dalet, we discussed in the previous shiur a little bit at the end, L'gabi Dovash L'Bala Oilam, the concept that an Ubor B'mei Ima is shayich to the reality of the mother, even though theoretically the Ubor should have an identity of its own, but calls man that Ubor B'mei Ima, the same way a mother is Megayer Lamashal, a non-Jewish woman is Megayer. The Vlad that's in her womb, the Uber Shebe Me'el, when she goes into the mikveh, has a din that is getoivled with her. There's no chatzitza. And that child becomes born. True, the child wasn't born from a Goyish father, but from a Yiddish father, but the child is born is a born Jew. Why? Because he's part of the mother, Legabi the Gerus. And the halach is that it's chal in Kiddush Yisrael as soon as he's born. So we see that the uber is part of the mother, legabe, even though there's dinim that is shayich to the father, but there's certainly a reality of being nischav, of being shayich to the mother, calls man that the uber is b'mei ima. Let's discuss that legabe a sugi over here in Dav Dalid, where the halach is that a ben levio, a child that's born from a bas levi, the halacha is that that child is not mechuyev in pidyon haben. The Gemara discussed this in the context of the Levim and the Bechorim that were nifter zeh al zeh in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, when the Kedushas HaBechor was transferred to the Kehanim and Levim after Chet HaEgel, then they would be oimin l'shoyos lefnei Hashem. The whole discussion exactly when it was it miyad after the Milu Yodechem, the Pasuk says Moshe Rabbeinu anointed Shevet Levi right after Chet HaEgel? Was it only later on in the second year, which seems to be the Pashtus of the Pesukim of Sefer Bamidbar? All discussion back and forth between Rashi and the Ramban, before Shabbos and the Sugi are busy with this. But the din that's negeh to us all the years of a Ben Levio not being Mechuyiv in Pidyon HaBen needs a little bit definition, a little bit clarification. Rashi says that the reason why Rashi over here in Dav Dalet says the reason why Ben Levi is part of Pidyon HaBen is because Peter Rechem means Peter Rechem Mirachma Shel Yisraelis. A Levi and a Kohen are not Mechuyiv in Pidyon HaBen. They're not Mechuyiv to give, the Levi is not Mechuyiv to give to a Kohen, and a Kohen is certainly not Mechuyiv to give to himself. So Ben Levi is also not a Mechuyiv. Why? Because the child was born from a Rechem Levi. So there's no Chalois of Chiv, the same as there's no Chalois of a Levi giving Pidyon HaBen to a Kohen. And the question is that the child Kishela Atzmoy, Pidyon HaBen is Chal because the child is born with a Kedusha. Kedusha is B'chor is Chal on a Jewish child. And because of that it needs Pidyon. Pidyon HaBen doesn't start with the father of the child being Mechuyev to give a monetary reward to a Kohen. It starts with a certain Kedusha being Chal on the child, a certain din of Bechor, a certain status of Bechor. We'll discuss exactly, does Pidyon take off some type of din? Is there some type of Kedusha of Bechor that has to go off, which is the Nusach of Pidyon HaBen? Father says, Hey Lecha, the Kohen says, the Nusach that comes from the Goinim, the Kohen says to Father, who would you rather have? Would you rather have a child? As if the child belongs to the father, to the Kohen. We'll have to discuss that. But Al-Kapanim, the din of Bechor is a personal status that's Chal on the child. What is this child? The child was born from a mother who's a Bas Levi. His father is a Yisrael. He, as soon as he's born, is a Yisrael. If he goes up for the second Aliyah, he's going to get censored. He's a pure Yisrael. He has no din. Shevet and Yichus goes after a father, not after a mother. He is a Yisrael. L'chol Davish HaMater. Why do we treat him as a Levi? Why do we treat him as having the status of his mother, legabe Kedushas Bechor? So again, like we said, the Lashon of Rashi is because he's niftar mirachmo shel Levio, and she's not mechuyev. She wouldn't be mechuyev in that man's guna. So if he's niftar mirachmo, but it needs a little bit of explanation. The child himself, the status has nothing to do with the mother's status. So there's a gevaldig sefer on Bechor. It's called the Reishis Bikurim. It's a gevaldig sefer that was written by one of the gedolei ador, Rabbi Avram Weinberg. Hashem yimkum dami was one of the gedolei varsha. Before the war, he had a yeshiva in Varsha where Bochum, who were Bali Kishrenis, would come to learn by him, an unofficial yeshiva. He was considered one of the great Rabbonim of pre-war Poland. Besides for that, the Sefer, on Bechoyu specifically, is a gewaldige Sefer because it's based, he was a Talmudic of the Avnei Nezer, and most of his chidushim yisoidis are based on yisoidis of the Avnei-Nezer. The Avnei-Nezer's yisoidis are lechem chuka for anybody who learns Torah b'iyun. Every yisoid of the Avnei-Nezer is worth its weight in gold. The Sefer Reishis Bikurim, as a result, is also worth its weight in gold. And over here, the Reishis Bikurim brings a yisoid from his Rebbe, the Avnei-Nezer, Yerzei Simon Tov Mem Gimel, who says, again, different areas in halacha, which will delineate. The Avnei-Nezer says that this that we say that a child that's born from a Yisrael and a Bas Levi, the child is a Yisrael, not a Levi, because his mother was born from a Levi, is because a child is Nisiachas, Yichus, the Mishpachosim Leveis Avoisam. Yichus goes both to the father, not both to the mother. The Shevet that you are is Kula a product of who your father is, not who your mother is. It's only Kiddushas Yisrael that goes both to the mother, somebody who's born from a Yiddish mother, a Goyish father is a Yid. But a Shevet he doesn't have, which is what happened by the son of Shlomo's Bas Divri. He's born from a Goyish father. He doesn't have Yichus, but he has Kiddushas Yisrael. Says the Avnei-Nezer that this day Yichus goes both to the father is only when the child is born. But while the child is, the Uber is B'mei Ima, his part of the mother, his Yichus is also to the mother. Says the Reish is Bikurim, the B'meila, at the point of birth, since he's still Shaykh to the mother, what he is a Levi. He might be the second, he's Yotzel Avir Oilam, he's not a Levi anymore, he's Yisrael. But at that point, since he's Niftar from the mother, his Yichus is Basar, his mother, he's a Levi. He's a Levi legabe his birth. After his birth, and he already let out his first wail, and Mazel Tov was sent to the hospital, he's Yisrael. But his birth is a birth of a Levi. Chiddush of the Reish is Bikur. He's basing himself on an Avnei-Nezer. Where's he coming from? He's coming from a sugya mufureshes that says that what happens, let's say, a Kohen passed away, left over his wife in a state of pregnancy. The Vlad as B'mei Ima, certainly when he's born is going to be a Kohen. Just because the Yosef doesn't take away his Kohen, he's born from a father who's a Kohen. His mother is an Israelis. And the complication, the sugya Yevam is Daf Ayin, talks about what happens, let's say the fellow who passed away, the Kohen Nebuch, who passed away, left over Avodim. Avodim can only eat Truma if they're owned by a Kohen. In the interim, before this child is born, when he's born, he yashins his father, the Avodim become his. The Avodim become his, and then they're Avodim of a Kohen. In the interim, the Gemara says that he does not have Kedushas B'chor, he does not have Kedushas Kahuna, the Vlad that is, to give to the Avodim a status, they cannot eat Truma, they do not have a din of Avdei Kohen, they cannot eat Truma. Why? Says the Reishis Bikurim, Shteido, in this Sugya Yevamos, that Kol Zman, the Vlad is B'mei Imo, his Yichus is defined, he is defined in terms of being part of his mother. He does not have a din of Av, of being a son of the father from whom he was conceived. Kol Zman that he's part of the mother Ubi Yerachimo, he has a din, his Yichus goes boss on the mother. So now the Reishis Bikurim makes that Tzushta, now the Nez makes that Tzushta really, to say that over here also his status at birth al Kaponim is a status of a Levi, even though as soon as he comes into the world, he's Yisrael, not a Levi. Let's Varvsech a little bit, let's see a little bit Hekif in this concept. There's a famous Maral in Sefer Chodosh, talks about the pasuk by Esther Hamalka with Mordechai. The Gemara Megillah Dashens, "B'moisa via v'ima," and the Gemara says "B'moisa via v'ima." The Gemara says that means that her father died before conception, and her mother died at birth. Father died by conception. The mother died at birth. Why? Because "B'moisa via v'ima" means she never had a father, never had a mother. The reason why, on a deeper level, Esther Hamalka had to be born into a reality of never having had a father and a mother is like the Dovid HaMelech says, until Ki Avi V'Imi Azavuni V'Hashem Yasfeni, she had to be in a complete state of her only source of help was the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's the only way Klal Yisrael was saved. The Keli Loma Zavtoni had to come from that deep place of B'moisa Avi V'Imo. That's the Maral in Sefer Or Chodesh. In any case, the Maral says that she never had a father is totally in conception, she never had a mother, is totally in birth, is because avhus, the yichus to a father, is totally in conception. That's the father's contribution to a vlad coming into the world. The mother's contribution is b'shas leido, koidim leido, a Vlad has a din of being Nesiachas Achar Oviv and not Achar Imo. L'chodesh would seem to contradict what we're saying, that a Vlad B'mei Imo is Nesiachas Bosor and not Bosor Av. So you have to modify the principle in saying that even the Maral would be masking to this idea, that the Maral is talking about the shame Av, a shame Aim, but that does not preclude that the Yichus of the Vlad is only Bosor Av, because physically that Vlad is not more right now in terms of his life. The Vlad only has life in terms of being Yerachimoy. So he's part of the mother, he's the siachas to the mother, but the shame av klapi, the father, is hukva b'shas, the conception. Let's bring a few examples where this comes up in halachas sugyos. There's a sefer beis ha'otzes, a gavaldik sefer from Rabbi Yosef Engel, the goyin hador in the early 1900s in Galicia, where he brings a kasha of the achronim, it's a chulandik kasha, legabe a behema. There's what's called Shechitas Ben Pakua, where Yeshech the Behema and the Vlad, the Uber that's in the mother, is rendered Shechuta by dint to the fact that the mother was Shech. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but that's the Din of Ben Pakua. The Velt wants to know, what do we do with the fact that there's a lav of Shechitas Oisev Ez Beno, when Yeshech the mother, if you say that the Shechita of the Vlad is affected by shechting the mother, so it's called shechting the mother and a Vlad in one day. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says on this kasha, no, he says uba b'mei ima doesn't have a din of a mother. It's not all he is the Vlad b'mei ima is not more than a part of the mother. That's called his shechita of the Vlad and shechita of the mother. He's not more than part of the mother. So that's one example of where you see in shechitas behemos in Yeridea that a Vlad is part of the mother, calls man's b'meiv. The problem is that it's nista, there's a shak, in simi yudal, so called yudal, legabi those halochis, that is, what happens if you were able to, theoretically, if you were able to cut the neck of a Vlad, b'meiv, not yeshech that the mother and the Vlad becomes mutter. He actually reached into the me'imo and shechted the Vlad. He shechted the mother and shechted the Vlad, literally. He says that would be a problem. Why? Because he did a shkita on the Vlad, did a shkita on the mother. What do you mean? Either Vlad is not more than a Yerech Imoy? That needs clarification. Okay. Another example, we have Sanhedrin, Samach Tesam, and Aleph. There's a discussion over there about a Ben Seru Moir. When could he become Ben Seru Moir? And the discussion over there is that he needs to be 13 years old. He needs to be a Bar Chiyuv, to be maybe Cyrus. Plus 3 months. Why 3 months? Because it has to be that he's ro'ui to be called an av. When is he ro'ui to be called an av? Theoretically, when he's maybe Shtei Cyrus by his 13th birthday, he's ro'ui lo'oilid. He could create a pregnancy. A woman could conceive from him. In which case, since 3 months later is huka ubra, so it would take 3 months for his status as a father to be determined. The Gemara uses that as a criteria for when he'd be called that he's not just a nar, he's roy to be a father. So the question is whether the idea that we just expressed, that an uber that's completely b'mei imo is considered not more than part of the mother, would be sides to that. Obviously, there's different expressions of the same idea. That legabi, his status of being a father, similar to what we said before about Esther and Malka, that would be from this point of conception, the status of the father. The uber himself, the uber him or herself, would be now Nisiyachis only boss of the mother. That would be the same thing. The same way, the Marshal, a father, it's Mufurish Gemara Kedushin, a father could be Mekabel from anybody Kedushin, Lu uber b'mei ishtoi. What do you mean? The uber is only part of the mother. The uber is not Nisiyachis to him, he's not the father of the uber because the uber is Yerachimoy. No, Lagabi, his shame father exists to be able to be Mekadish Bito, to be Mekabel Kedushe Bito, even before the Vlad. Another example, Mochikava example, is one opens up the Moshev's Kenim Labali Tais, is one of the Purushim of the Rishon Machumish and Pashas Beyigash. And there's a famous Kasha over there, one of the children of Yaakov, one of the descendants of Yaakov is Shaul ben Aknanis. Chazal says Shaul ben Aknanis was the son of Shimon that was born from Dina. Dina didn't want to leave Shechem until she was promised by Shimon he would marry her. The Tetzah of that union between Shimon and Dina was Shaul ben Aknanis. Others want to say, the Zoya says, that later on he was Zimri, that was Choyte in the, he was the grandfather of Zimri. That's Nochan Akuda. Now, Rabbanim, Shimon married his sister. And the Velt wants to know, how did Shimon marry a sister? L'chaira. It's awesome. What are you going to say? You're going to say, no, he had a din of Ben Noach, famous discussion, whether the Ovis, the Shvatim, had a din of Ben Noach. A Ben Noach is allowed to marry a sister only if it's a sister from either the father or from the mother. But a sister, me'av u'me'ein, a Ben Noach is not allowed to marry. So how was Shimon allowed to marry Dina? Because Dina was Bas Yaakov and Bas Leah. Comes along the Moshe Skan in Bali Tosis, and he says, no. Rashi Harei says in Chumash that Be'etzem, Leah conceived Yosef, and Dina was conceived from Yaakov by Rachel. So at the point of conception, Dina was a product of Rachel, not Leah. So Shimon and Dina had the same father, but as far as conception was concerned, the mother that they had was a different mother. The Chorin was stated in the Moshe Eskeni Bali Taisvis, is that the definition of motherhood is not by Leda. It seems not like the Maral. The Velt asked this question. It seems not like the Maral's conceptualization of motherhood, the Hagdora of a mother, aim, the identity of Ima being Kavua Bishas Leda, and the identity of the father Bishas conception. It seems to say that even the mother has to do with who's Bishas conception. L'gabi Hilchos Arayos. That's an interesting question. We'll point out one more Maramalkam, Rabbi Kivegin Yeredea Simon Pei Zayin. Brings a halacha. The halacha is if one shechts a behema, and out from the udders of the behema comes out milk. That milk does not have a dinner basim. Cholav, why? It's cholav shchuta. Not cholav that was taken out of an animal that was alive. It's cholav the kid that was a product of a shchuta. Does not have a dinner milk. Legabe the dinim of basim. It's not pechalev imoy. Kivega explains that the miyut over there in the Gemara in the Chulin Perikol Abosa is because Bachalev Imoy means from a mother means B'shes Leder. Kivega asks, there's a halacha l'moshul that if one milks a cow, which is a treifa, which the behemoth was rendered a balmum, that would make it osur. You can't eat that behemoth, the lungs are punctured. The behemoth l'maisa can live on up to 12 months. That's what we learned in Perikelu Treifas. Cholov treifa lamaisa is also. We're going to have a mitzvah Hashem soon. The sugis of yoytzim and atome tome is one of those dinim is that cholov treifa is tome. Kivega wants to know lamaisa. The Gemara says in kolat treifis that a treifa could be misaberes, but it can't be a ledes. There's no mitzvahs of a ledes. Treifa cannot give birth. That's a physical reality that Chazal defined in Perikelu Treifas. A treifa can become an uberes, the behemoth of a treifa can become an uberes, it cannot give birth. If it can't give birth, then l'chaira, the milk that comes from it has nothing to do with aim. Even if you milk that cow, but it's precluded the treifa from being an aim, says Rabbi Kivega, l'chaira, the same way chol of shchuta is not chol of ima, because it wasn't milked. If it was milked, but it was milked from an animal that can't give birth, it can only be a misaberes, then l'chaira also has no shakas with chol of ima. What you see from Kivega, in totally different context, is also that shame, aim, has to do with Leda, not to do with Ibur. Similar to the concept that we brought out from the Maral. Okay, that's enough dugmois from Shas to this concept. Different places, maybe a few stereos, where you see the concept of fatherhood, motherhood being totally in conception and Leda. Places maybe that don't fit with that. The Yichus being the Siachas to the mother until Leda, and so on and so forth. One opens up a Marsha in Soita Daf Memalef Amid Beis. There's a pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar that gives Rashi and the Ramban problems. The pasuk says, "Vayisialdu the yichus of Klal Yisrael, vayisialdu lemishpachosam leveisavosam." The yichus. Why does the pasuk use the lashon vayisialdu? So Rashi says they had to bring a star that from who they were noilad. It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough that there was a chazaka. They had to bring a star yichus. The question is why. There's Ramban. Famous piece of Briskerov over there. The Masho over there suggests, in Saitim and Balafom and Beis, suggests that the reason why the Pasuk uses the Pasuk way, Sialdu Lemishbuchos Levesavoisam, is because Yichus comes from Leda. Yichus to a father. Yichus we're talking over there about with Shevet, Vesialdu Lemishbuchos Levesavoisam. And the Masho says over there that Vesialdu defines the Yichus of Lemishbuchos Levesavoisam. This would be very suggestive of what we said before from Avnei Ezer, from his Talmud Reishis Bikurim, that Yichus of a Shevet, of Kohuna, of Leviya, is the child B'mei Ima is Kula Shaykh to the mother. The Yichus which is chalon him as a kohen Levi, klapi the father, is tak only b'shas later. And that's why the pasuk that talks about yichus, which shevet every single Jew came from, and presented to Moshe Rabbeinu when the count was made, is vayisialdu l'mishpuchasim l'veis avoisam. By the way, that's klor, we said before, about a kohen, an uber b'me'imoy, that the avodim of that, that will belong to that uber when he's bol oilam, don't have a din of avdei kohen, calls man that he's in utero. Why? Because the mother's Yisrael. If the mother was a kohenes, the father that died was a kohen, the mother's a kohenes, certainly the child is, might be a an uber yerech imoy, but even b'me'imoy is part of the mother at least. If the mother's a kohenes, then certainly the avodim could eat. What's interesting over here is an interesting maramokim that's brought down. Chassam Sofer in Arachayim, in the Gilyan, to his Pirushin Arachayim, Sim Shimon Gimel, others bring it down, Mishabur brings it down in one place, is a famous maramokim of a rekech. An Eishes Koyen, Miuberes. The halacha is that a Koyen is not allowed to be mitam lemeisim. That halacha is incumbent even on Tinoikis. The mother is mechuyev not to let a child, the mother who's married to a Koyen, even if she's not a Kohen, is mechuyev to watch over her children. We learn that from the pasuk beginning of Parshas Emor, to make sure that her children, her sons, are not nitma. What about an Eishes Koyen who's carrying a vlad inside? Similar to what we have by Kaporis, where we use a chicken, a male and a female chicken, because you don't know if she's going to give birth to a Zocher or Nekeva. What about an Eishes Koyen Milberis that went into a maze? Today they have ultrasound machines. An Eishes Koyen went into an oil maze. Is he allowed to? Is she allowed to go in? She's carrying inside. The Rekech says not. Now, Lucha Oira, there's a famous kasha, what's called Tumah Blua, that in terms of protecting from exposure to Tumah, one of the concepts that protects the oil from imposing Tumah is a Tumah Blua, where something is totally covered over by something else. Lucha Oira, the goof of the mother should be a total chatzitza. It's as if he went in wrapped up in a plastic bag. You wouldn't be nitma lameis, the same way when they had the planes flying over with the flight plans of Elal with the flyover of Beis HaKfaris. Some kahanim, for a while, until they worked it out, were leaving the country, were leaving Eretz Yisrael, going in a large plastic bag, not very comfortable, but for about 2 minutes they would be wrapped up, totally sealed plastic bag, and then they would come out as soon as the plane passed over. So the vlad that's going into the oil, even though he's in his mother's, even though he's going to be a kohen when he's born, why should he have a status of being tomei tumah blu? But besides for that, kashem tumah blu, could be the answer over there is what we were discussing. Tumah blu is only when it's something else that's choytzitz. The mother over here is him. He's not more than a uber b'meimai. Similarly, she's not choytzitz lufnei tumah. But in any case, the question is asked. Right now, his yichus is only basu imai. Klape his mother. A kohenes doesn't have a din not to be mitame. Only a kohenes a din not to be mitame. He's not yet nesiach as most of his father. He's only part of his mother. L'chayra shouldn't have a din to be mitame. It's a famous kasha l'chayra that plays right in or against the yisoid that we just said.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.